Welcome to Working Title. I didn't know what I was saying. Welcome to Working Title. I'm Ryan Fring with The BitLife Show. On today's episode, we have Chad Halverson of 1 Minute Gamer fame. We have a new show on The BitLife Show called 1 Minute Gamer, where Chad Halverson reviews great games each week in a minute to 2 minutes. It's not 2 minutes, it's less. It's in the 1 minute for legal reasons. Anyway, we'll put up a little link here for 1 Minute Gamer. Check that out. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already. And check back weekly for new things. This is episode 13 with Chad Halverson.
And TC DeWitt.
Oh, and guest star TC DeWitt.
Or, like, our company used to do, we can sell hot dogs, and if nobody buys them at the end of the night, put them in water, they'll plump back up, put them in the fridge, and then you reheat them the next day. Whoa. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
More than a day, too. I'm talking, like, a week.
No. That's probably health problems.
Ethical.
I wonder. Like, there were inspectors and stuff, but, like, I don't know. It seems like kind of like when the fire inspector comes here, they're like, Looks good. You're like, you didn't even walk around.
He didn't even come, like,
well, he
into
sees
the
fire stuff.
There's
like,
currently
I feel fairly certain we're not good.
Yeah.
There's a fire behind you right now. You should even see it.
Next time fire inspector comes, plug every light into one outlet.
Yeah. Just have like a porcupine of lights going. Yeah.
Griswold it.
This building seems to be okay now.
One time I called 911 from the theater because I was trying to, and the cops came because there was a code. There was a code to dial out. I don't know if you ever knew it. You would have as a manager. And, you know, some random Tuesday night, I'm like, okay, I did the checklist. I did other things. I'm bored. I'm going to try to figure out this phone thing. So I got on the phone and I was like, okay, clearly when you enter in something incorrect, it goes meh. So I should be able to figure it out through the process of elimination, right?
Yeah.
So I would go and I was like, one, meh, meh, no, two, meh, meh, meh. Clearly I did something wrong along the way.
Yeah.
Went all the way to 9 and it worked. And I was like, oh, okay, great. 9-1. Oh, neat. 9-1-1. Oh. Hung up, but that's all it took. And they called back and it's like, no, everything's fine.
You sure?
So, yeah. No, he came. So somebody came and then came in. Yeah. And luckily, everyone else was doing other things, so I only had to experience this. But he's like, are you being held hostage against your will? He's like, just blink, give me blink. Some kind of confirmation. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Is it fine?
I'm going to be murdered.
Can you give me one of these?
So I never knew the code. Did it start with a 9?
Well, 9 would let you dial out.
Yeah, 9 was dial out.
I'm so dumb. I should have done... And then I start with the next number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not 1 or 1.
That's...
I stopped. I should have figured it out.
You know what we used to do? Remember the summer the first Fast and Furious came out, which I know was 2002 because that's when we graduated?
Nice.
We used to go to the roof because remember like, okay, Joe Dirt was in and we had the mullet count because... certain people would go see that movie.
Nothing
NASCAR
against
enthusiasts
or
Fast and Furious came out and everybody in their, you know, 20-year-old Honda Civic with a way too big spoiler decides to start drag racing in our parking lot. And there were a bunch of times where we'd see, like, you know, parents are taking their kids out, they almost get clipped by one of these cars.
Yeah.
So we used to go to the top of the roof. I don't know if you were up there, but we would go up there, we would call the non-emergency number, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, hi, yes, I am in a white Chrysler minivan, and I almost just got hit by a hooligan in a green Toyota Camry. And I'm upset. My kid is crying.
Tell him about the spoiler. Yeah. Tell him about the spoiler.
And they would come every time. Was the best thing ever. I felt like Batman. That was my Batman moment.
Batman.
Were you able to hang out up there because you're friends with the manager?
Yeah.
He's just like, it's cool, whatever.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go up to the roof.
No, it wasn't bra. What was it? What was?
What
cool
was 2002?
We probably wouldn't have said them.
Was it bro? No,
bro.
Yeah. Bro.
Dude.
I
think it's dude.
Dude is timeless.
Yeah.
So speaking of cops and movie theaters, if we're going to be telling stories.
This is exciting.
Almost got arrested. Did not work in a movie theater, but I almost got arrested one night.
Please tell me you were going to fight a cop.
No, but somebody we discussed your... with the cop. So we were out driving around, and we're like, let's go by the movie theater in town to go see what's playing. And the movie theater's on, obviously. It's like a non-busy road, so whatever. We're pulling up. I'm on the wrong side of the street, so I pull over technically into the oncoming lane. It's
technically,
yes.
In my mind, it's whatever I want it to be.
Yeah, there's no car. In my mind, there's no oncoming cars, so how is this the oncoming lane?
It's just another option.
Sure. Yes,
it's a wider this direction.
You just
lane.
Went British. Yeah.
So, but I pulled over to look at the posters. It's quarter after 11, 11:30 at night. We're like, whatever, there's nobody on this
nobody's
road.
There.
Nobody's there. Pull over there. I'm like, oh, okay, this movie. We pull forward.
There's a suspicious vehicle out front.
Well, here's what happened. We pull forward to the door, and all we see is like all the employees standing in the doorway staring out at us. And then one reaches over and flicks off the light switch. And we're all like, what? What the?
Time to go.
Okay. And then somebody in the car, because in my infinite wisdom, somebody in the car went, honk your horn at him. I went, okay. And I peeled out.
Oh, no.
I peeled. Hold on. I peel out into the correct lane. Cop lights.
No.
And I'm like, oh, what the hell did we just do? I'm like, what? Where the hell were they at? And we pull over, cop gets out, you know, wants everybody's driver's license. We all give them to him, and he goes, he checks, he comes back, he pulls me out, takes me back to his car. He's like, what were you doing here tonight? We're like, I'm like, okay, honestly, we wanted to see what movies were playing. We pulled forward, we saw everybody inside there. We were being stupid. I honked my horn. You know, whatever. We were just screwing around. It wasn't anything. We didn't mean anything about it. We were just having fun. And then you pulled me over. He's like, okay. So we got a phone call about 3 hours ago, a suspicious phone call from, you know, to the movie theater of people, somebody asking, is there a manager on duty? What time do you guys all leave the building? And he's like, so I've been out here for the last 3 hours and
waiting.
You pull up, honk your horn, and you take off. He's like, you understand my problem, right? And I went, oh my God, yes, I do. Holy crap, no, that was not us.
I don't even know how to use a phone.
Yeah.
You're like, what do we do? Just not a probe. Please not a probe.
Yes. I was going to say, he's going to arrest you if you're going on the wrong side of
no,
the road.
No, like, it was.
I'm still trying to understand
that's a great
that bit. You're just like, let's get closer. How about 5 feet?
Yeah.
That'll help.
Well, it's because the building was set back off the road a ways. And we didn't want to get out, and the posters were there with the show times on it. And I'm like, well, just pull over real quick. See who can see the times was all that it was. Because I've done that before. It's Janesville. There was nobody on that road.
Wait, what kind of car were you driving?
A 93 Ford Explorer.
And you peeled out on that.
And I peeled out as much as an Explorer can peel out. Yeah. Which is like...
And you leaning out the window going, squeal!
Quick, everybody lean out the window and say the word squeal. It makes it sound more impressive.
And then to the cop, you're like, but seriously, do you know when they leave? I was curious.
I was curious to know how much money they brought in tonight.
It's more...
Where the money's at. I mean...
So you didn't get arrested, I'm assuming. Because
no.
When we did that background check, that never came up.
That never came up. See,
we did background checks, right?
CCAP. This juvenile. The records are sealed.
Oh, yeah.
I killed a guy once.
Is that what they tell him? As a juvenile, you're good. You're golden.
Yeah, once you hit 18.
That's not fair.
They let you out of the hospital.
I didn't kill a guy.
Brick killed a guy.
We've been meaning to talk about that. You might want to go into hiding. You're probably one
probably
of
them. Probably murder. Sorry, that's my whole story.
How bad of a thief are you? Is anybody going to be around? What time do you close?
Right.
Do you lock the doors?
Right.
And
do you think you could keep the lights on tonight? You keep the lights on?
But did anybody else have the image of every employee standing against a glass window?
Also, why?
Going, click.
Why?
And it just goes dark.
Yeah.
It was. And that's exactly
how stupid.
And that's why we started laughing. Like, we all cracked up laughing because it was everybody.
It was like children
there.
Of the movie theater.
Yeah, and it was just their silhouettes. And I was like, what?
And if the thief is going to come, or a murderer, like, are you going to want to be standing there and like egg him on?
Well, you
like,
scare him.
But then again,
I don't think you scare that
maybe
type of person that way.
I don't know. I think they just lined up to make it easier and faster for the criminal.
I know exactly what it is. We're teenagers. There's nothing going on in Janesville.
Yeah.
I want to see a cop bust somebody.
Where were their managers?
Yeah.
Because they weren't doing their job.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you speak to that?
We played laser tag after closing. So.
What?
Remember we had like laser gun? We got pellet guns.
Did some of the guys who lived like right next door, did they have that gear?
Yep.
Yeah. So like the little airsoft
That hurts so much.
Little orange BBs.
Yes.
Can we rent out the theater when Princess Knight can be like, hey, we have so many employees. I mean, I guess two. Chat. Well, you come with. We have three former employees. You're still here. maybe we should come back on the criticisms of people so that we can.
The place is a wonderful establishment.
Your management is terrific.
I've been there a couple times since they remodeled, but that color palette now, I don't know if it's worse or better.
Do they throw like a painting, like a mural up on the back?
Yeah, but it looks like it wasn't. You know, they would have been better off to like hire a professional to like create decals, but it looks like they might have hired someone local to be like, yeah, that's what a face looks like.
Well, it kind of looks like the interpretation of like the Starbucks, like kind of the wacky, like history of smart people. Mm. Kind of, I don't know.
That's a web series.
So many memories.
History of smart people.
Remember when we were cool and we're like, yeah, that's in nine. That's I don't even remember where nine was. Maybe
nine
down
was
to the, right.
To the left if you were looking at the doors.
Was it
eight
in
was
to
behind
the right?
You? Seven was to
eight,
the right.
Eight was behind. Oh, if you're yeah,
if you're looking
facing,
at, if
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah,
at box office.
Because now they put the numbers there. Yeah. They're like, this will be in 12.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is not okay. You need to give me directions. This is part of the experience. I could watch this on my phone.
Yeah, from the parking lot.
Look, I got it right now.
Yeah. Popcorn time.
I've already actually seen it.
Yeah. Jeff has. He has.
I have.
Yeah. So if you do need to arrest somebody.
Jeff Bell.
But you don't share it, so they're not. I don't get that. Like they're like the MPAs like, oh, this cost us $10,000 in revenue and then $10,000 every time it got shared.
I love the advertisers like, you wouldn't steal a car, would you? You wouldn't steal a computer, would you?
Yeah.
Why would you steal a, like, well, if I could download a car,
right?
I totally would.
I would definitely have cars.
Yeah. If I could download a car that made me love the car so much that I got car accessories and then when I'm older and have more money, I bought that car.
Yeah.
I would download that car right away.
I got a Ferrari right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the whole reason they're like, VHS, that's going to destroy the movie industry. And like, smartphones, that's going to destroy. And like, you know, when smartphones came out and Netflix, we were like, yeah, this is the best. And now I'm like, I hate watching anything on my phone.
Yeah. See the big screen. Still love seeing it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Here's the, not that I will not condone piracy. I will not condone file sharing. But
there needs
I will
to be a
say,
flashing warning right now on the screen.
I will say the highest grossing movie of all time is also the most downloaded movie of all time. Avatar is the most downloaded and the highest grossing. So
let that be a lesson to everyone.
Could it have made billion more dollars?
It happened with the music industry though too, back in the day when they put the warning label on there like, for mature audiences only. Mm-hmm. Well, now I have to listen to it somehow, some way.
Right.
And then and then the pop guard goes right in your face.
Good dude.
Well, now that we've incriminated ourselves, we've also talked about the health violations of our former placement employee.
Which is,
thank you for watching.
It's
everyone.
A Christmas
story.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, that's about it.
I think I hear sirens. The police are coming to take you all away.
John, is this a live feed?
Why did you put this on YouTube?
Not yet.
Why is this live?
I don't condone piracy, but I get why some people do it because it does get expensive. If you want to consume, I get it. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're going to make their money.
Yeah.
I try to, like, if a YouTube artist releases an album, I will buy it. I tried to go for the little guys.
A whole album?
A whole album.
Oh, but a digital album.
That's just one song, right?
Yeah, on vinyl, which is like plastic but has like circles in it or something.
What's that show called where they take like the little kids and like, hey, here's a...
Oh, yeah, that's a Fine
Kids
Bros.
Kids React to Teens.
Kids React to
Fine Bros, look at it. Did somebody go, oh?
I think it's about like the value because like if I'm looking for a movie online, you know, and I'll like, go to Amazon or something on our connected TV and I'll find it.
It might already be down.
Purchase this for $14. Like, no. No. Is it anywhere else? Is it on Crackle? Is it on, you know, does somebody have it for download on some whatever? But if it's $2.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll just buy it. And so that's kind of where like iTunes came in with the music.
99 cent songs.
They're like,
all
right, what's the price? 99 cents.
$15 for a CD, $15 to download. Makes sense, right?
But like 99 cents for a song. If you just want one song, mm-hmm. it's like, spend a dollar, boom. You know, anything more, you know, they found a good place. Mm-hmm. And I think like that's anything else that's being downloaded. You don't have your you don't have your business plan figured out correctly. Like,
yeah.
And I know right. the market changed, and maybe that's unfair, but it's like the market is telling you what it will support. People will steal it yeah. above a certain yeah. level.
Once it's 99 cents.
Like, I was gonna say, because I have definitely bought music for 99 cents, mm-hmm. but then because iTunes has kind of jacked up their prices a little bit on a lot of songs. They're not
like
all,
$1.29.
Or,
now,
yeah, or it's $1.29. Yeah. When I see that $1.29, I'm like, hell no, I'm not paying that extra 30
back
cents.
Back in my day.
Oh, back in my day, it was a dollar for my music, and I'm not paying no dollar, none of
that. Limiter.
I will go pop with this thing right now.
I'm kind of freaking out pop that Amazon's going to, they're announcing their streaming service, and I'm.
Wait, which one?
I don't know what it's called yet, but aren't they having their worldwide
no,
Apple festival?
Apple WWDC.
Yeah.
You said Amazon. And there, that's what I was going to say when you're talking about, you know, them redefining, you know, because they did. Now they're doing their streaming, and like 10 years ago or however many, 12, when Apple first did their iPod sales and stuff,
yeah.
Steve Jobs is like, and I just read this today, even Jesus can't do online streaming
yeah.
of music.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it. So,
but here's my problem with streaming. I love Netflix. I love everything, and I love having able to watch whatever I want at any point. But I don't own it.
Yeah.
I don't like not owning my media.
Yeah.
Do you think that's just kind of a sign of the times? You know how we grew up, or
here's the thing:
shelves of DVDs.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
but here's the problem with streaming at any time, because it's all contracts. Like with Netflix, Doctor Who just got back on Netflix, which is great because I need to catch up. But for about six months, it was gone.
Yeah.
And I pay for that service, and I wanted to watch that. Now, if that happens with my music, where I'm like, I got to listen to Master Puppets right now. Oh, no, they haven't re-signed with Metallica, so now I got to wait for six months. That's kind of, I don't like that.
Well, I mean, and I totally get that, and I agree. I actually just, we just had a big yard sale, and I just sold a bunch of my movies.
Yeah,
one, because they were DVDs, and I was like, I probably just will buy the, you know, the high definition digital version or Blu-ray or, you know.
Can we all agree not to get whatever's after Blu-ray? Can we just... I'm done collecting it.
Wait, is something coming?
I'm done buying.
Certainly something.
Have you heard? Okay.
I'm buying again.
I was like, have you heard?
That's not... I just can't collect again.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I've done that twice now, and then recollecting with Blu-ray. I'm
VHS,
like, no, I'm
done. DVD,
yeah.
Blu-ray.
Yep.
I'm done.
I think we're in a great place, though, because like even with your VHS and DVD, you can go to Walmart, you know, whatever you want to say about them, and they'll convert it for a couple bucks.
That's true.
To digital. And I feel like once we have it digital, there's no reason they can't give us different licenses. Like, yeah, pay another buck, and you can now have the HD license.
Isn't Vudu or Crackle one of those? I haven't used them yet.
Vudu. Yeah, that's
like, yeah, you put your DVD in, and they'll give you the HD upgrade for a couple bucks.
Yep, exactly.
That's fantastic.
That was one idea I thought. And then I was like, or... I could sell each of these for $1 and have several more dollars. So,
Thank you for money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like what John was saying, like, oh, I want to go watch this old movie. Where can I find it? Well, a lot of those you can probably find on one of these services or rent for like $3.
Yeah.
You know, so I can get it when I need it.
We did a garage sale and I sold a bunch of stuff. And then actually I took a bunch to pre-played because that's just easier.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Here, I don't know.
Like used.
Stuff
is, yeah.
And they just give you whatever it's worth at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just eyeballing it.
But the other thing is, like, I've talked a lot about this with, like, you know, different series and different movies. It's like, I'm like, I really like these movies. What's the chance I'm going to sit down and watch this again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some that I will, and there's those ones I'm like, well, I'm going to keep this because I actually will go back to it. But some of them, it's just like, I really, really liked this movie. And in 10 years, when I maybe feel like watching it,
it'll
probably just be on Netflix or I could find it somewhere.
And that's what hurts.
Right.
I think more than anything, it's the collector in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all the streaming. It's getting rid of the clutter, which is fantastic, but then it's taking away the intimacy that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I remember I found that at a bargain bin for $5.
Yeah.
Or, hey, that special edition cost me $100. That was stupid, but totally worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, and double disc of Armageddon on DVD.
Oh. You fool.
But you watched every second of it, I'm sure.
$75. It was
what?
Like, it was,
what?
Okay. Hold on. It was like it was a Criterion edition on DVD. It was when DVDs were still like brand new, and it was like it was a Criterion edition of a movie.
Why is that a Criterion collection?
Yeah, that's
you
what
got
I was
me. I don't know. Well, so is The Rock. The Rock is in there. Is
at least that's fun.
Yeah.
At least it's plausible.
But like, I just remember like it being like, "Is this the first like dual like double DVD like box thing I had ever seen for DVDs?" And I'm like, "I must own this.
Worth it."
Yeah, and I bought it.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Oh, I watched the living hell out of that.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
And all the bonus features.
Exactly.
And I think I sold it like 4 years ago for like $5.
Yeah, you're like, let's watch that bonus feature where he walks several more animal crackers.
It's all innuendo.
That's why you got it.
What movie or TV show have you bought the most? And I'm going to start. Okay. Evil Dead 2. I've probably owned in my lifetime 6 different versions of that movie.
So the same thing.
Same
which
thing,
have you bought?
But different
okay.
formats.
Mm. Okay.
Back to the Future.
That makes sense.
Nice.
VHS. VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. I've owned all three.
That's the same for me. Back to the Future,
yep.
The trilogy.
Yep.
Owned it in VHS.
Yep.
Watched it till you... Actually, before VHS, my mom... taped it off of USA, and I watched it till the fuzz.
That
was
killed
on.
The industry.
Nice. Yeah.
So then VHS, then DVD, then Blu-ray. Yeah.
Yep.
And digital copies as well.
I don't collect movies, but I think
out.
Star Wars. I think we have it on VHS and.
Well,
DVD.
They released it a thousand different ways.
So
that's
have
a good one.
Just
VHS
not the original.
DVD.
Well, there was always the regular edition, the special edition with like a Bruce Campbell commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime
I'm gonna fix your mic real quick.
It's guaranteed that anytime Evil Dead is re-released, I will buy it.
At one point in time, I owned 3 copies of Forrest Gump. Two of them on VHS, one normal version, one widescreen. Because I started.
You mean normal and one
normal
pan
and
scan.
Pan and scan. Yeah, sorry. And then I wholeheartedly agree with that because that's true. Pan and scan. Because I remember taking them to school. I wrote a paper my senior year showcasing the difference between pan and scan and widescreen, mm-hmm. and I showed examples. So I took all, and we only had VHS players in school.
Yeah.
So like I put the movies to the same spot in both movies and would pop in the pan scan, go, okay, you look at here, okay, pop in the widescreen, look, see the difference, see all this stuff, like trying to justify and reason why widescreen is good.
I don't like the black bar.
Yeah, that whole black bar thing just drove me crazy.
Well, and now, so, okay, let me answer the question first. So Star Wars, I think I have like all the versions except Laserdisc, which is the original high def versions of them.
Yep.
And my good friend, Paul, he actually had the opportunity to buy them at a yard sale for like $25, like all 3 of them. And he was like, well... Then I'd have to get the Laserdisc player.
What?
So he passed.
And a few years later, he realized, you know, the idiocy
of
it.
Well, for the longest time, that was the only way you could get the original trilogy going to con.
Bootleg.
You have to spend $60, but they were just ripped from the Laserdisc. That was the...
Oh, nice.
The purest widescreen version you could get.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a time where I could go online and be like, give me that version, because I have pretty much every other version.
Yep.
And you can't get that. And you know, like I would buy it if I could, but I can't.
So I'm just going to find it.
Did you buy the Blu-ray set?
I had the Blu-ray set. I actually watched it with my children, and they freaking love it.
Yes.
What did you
machete? Modified
the machete.
You did the machete.
Modified machete without episode 1.
That's the correct order.
Or you watch my version of episode 1.
Wait, what's your version? Is it like 15 minutes?
Edited. Mine's an edited version of episode 1 that's an hour and 13 minutes long.
I'd watch that.
It cuts almost an hour out of the movie. Yeah. It makes Anakin actually kind of a...
Less annoying?
Yes, less annoying. He doesn't whine. Anytime he complains about his mom, that gets cut.
Do you get rid of midichlorians?
My biggest change that I tell most people that I love the most is during the pod racing sequence, besides the fact that I cut it down to a single lap. Because I'm like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Is that
pod racing is so long.
Is that when him and Sebulba are fighting in the last like minute and then Sebulba's pod crashes,
you don't go back.
That in the movie it goes back to see Sebulba's pod land and then him alive. I cut that out.
Good.
So all you see is this massive explosion and you're like, Anakin straight up killed a guy.
It's the first time he did something bad.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh,
that's
I
good.
Like that.
Yeah.
Let's make him evil already.
The dark is
so.
Strong in this one.
It's an hour and 15 minutes long.
What about you, John?
I was trying to think of that. I feel like it's probably something like My Neighbor Totoro. Or like,
all right.
It's actually,
there you go.
It's actually not mine. I think it would be Amanda's. Probably has a... self-recorded VHS tape, the purchased VHS, the DVDs, and we may or may not have purchased a like digital copy from Amazon or something one time before we had the DVD or whatever. Oh, and actually, she has the other version of it when it's recorded by, like, it was like updated voiceover
like,
track.
Was it,
that
she hates and she just threw it away. Like, it was like Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, I remember that. No. I threw that out too.
She's like, this is terrible.
When Disney bought Studio Ghibli and did
redubs.
Like redubs. The House Moving Castle one is great. Christian Bale.
I haven't seen that. I don't know if I've seen that.
No, that one's right.
The dub, yeah. I like subs because it makes me feel like anime is not ridiculous. I mean, those movies are much better, but you know, a lot of anime, if anytime I hear a dub, I'm like, I'm stupid. And you know, like they're just so like, where is the knife? We gotta find the knife. Instead of like, ho, tikatata, picho. You know, that's
racist.
Stereotypical.
Ironically, you just said that's racist.
Dori, dori tayo. Yeah. You're like, that sounds cool and like foreign.
In reality, he just said, I have a fork.
And also, I have Lord of the Rings every, like...
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Several, I don't know how it, several copies.
That's probably one, too.
Yeah. I don't know how, like, I just, like, why do I have three copies of the first movie?
I have, like, the extended edition and the regular edition. Yep. Only and I think here. VHS.
Mm-hmm. I was watching the extended yesterday, editing. Well, I wasn't watching them. It was in the background.
Yeah.
But I...
Muscle memory.
Freshman year is when Two Towers came out, and I had a friend whose brother purchased like 200 illegal screener copies.
Whoa!
So he was selling. He was like a drug dealer. She's like, "All right, you want to make some extra cash?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right, sell these for 20. You can keep 50%."
Oh no! Nice.
$10.
So he gave me a box, and I just went around the dorms like, "Hey." Two Towers doesn't come out for 6 months on DVD.
Oh, nice.
It just says for your consideration every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I made some good money doing that.
Chad Halverson screener, do not distribute. Now they do crap like that, which has probably helped curb a lot of that.
Yeah, put the actual person's name on it.
Yeah, or like with the scripts. You know, they'll change some words, kind of like a fingerprint. So if somebody else gets it and it's out, then you're like, oh, that was Chad. Chad's been leaking our stuff.
Sorry.
In the dorms.
I enjoy that we talk about all of our illegal activities on a recorded video podcast that goes onto YouTube.
I'm sure this will make it.
Hey, we didn't. Are we going to put in a legal song? Or
you can't incriminate your spouse.
Well. I mean,
so,
are we married? Yeah. Did you and I get married? I'm unaware of this.
If any one of the 24 viewers wants to turn it.
If any one of the 24 viewers
is going to watch this.
If any one of the 24 viewers is in the MPAA. And, you know,
don't even
what are some
those
of those,
guys.
What's the one big movie, was it a war movie that they really, like, just started, like, you get $10,000 in fee, and every time it got shared, it's $10,000, and this makes sense, right, guys? And they're like, it's a several hundred thousand dollar lawsuit. That's how much you lost for us.
That's what you get for pirating.
Yeah, it was, what was the bomb one?
Bomb one?
The movie was a bomb,
or it was about a bomb.
It's got Hawkeye in it.
Pearl Harbor.
Jeremy Renner.
The
bomb one.
Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker. I feel like it was Hurt Locker.
Thank you for narrowing it
down. Yeah, thanks.
What's that movie?
Bomb one.
The bomb
one.
About
name, war.
Geely, that was a bomb.
Let's play a game. Name other bomb movies.
Platoon.
Some days you can't get rid of a bomb.
Doctor Strangelove or How I Learned to...
Apocalypse Now.
Batman, 1966.
Okay. There just has to be a bomb somewhere.
Dark Knight Rises.
It's the sum of all fears. It focuses on something.
The sum of all fears.
Pearl Harbor.
I
quit. I'm done.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Somebody talked about a bomb sometime. Aw, I'm peeking.
Oh, man,
Meet the Fockers. No, meet the parents. Can't say bomb on a plane.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Back to the Future. They wanted me to build up a bomb.
There you go.
Yeah. So I gave them a shoddy
pinball
casing filled with used pinball machine parts. Come on, I'll show you how it works.
Good times.
Any movie centered around a bomb. Okay. So
Ryan wins.
What just happened?
Zero Dark 30.
There you go. Thank you.
So welcome to the episode, everybody.
Did you actually do a proper intro?
I do an intro separate.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
No, I mean, the reason is so that we just start talking. Why am I peeking? Let's turn this down.
He does the intro by himself in his room.
Yes.
Yes.
Used to be with me. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Actually, it should be like that because that's way more amusing.
The one I'm watching.
Yeah. Like, wait, what was that thing again?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Can I point out, I got my nose, I got it waxed today for you guys.
Did you? Can we zoom in? Do we? Did you?
Do we have that technology?
Yeah.
Jeff, take a video with your phone.
Oh yeah,
and so you can then insert.
So
that sounds super painful.
It actually isn't, but it's fantastic. Like I can breathe.
You know those hairs there for a
reason.
Wait. Right?
Now this is an area I have some expertise in. So do they put wax in and then a strip and rip it out?
So okay. So how it's supposed to be done? It's like
I have to
know
this information.
Take like a popsicle stick, like you know, like it's done. That looks
this is
sterile.
Before you put in your nose.
Yeah.
I really hope that they had to eat it first.
They,
so like,
they
oh,
put
hang
it
on.
In the wax.
Yeah. So
here's
put it in
what
the wax,
we're gonna do.
And they stick it in there.
Yep.
And then they'll go like this. Uh-huh. And then they'll wait till it dries, and it's like uno, dos.
Oh, so these are the hard wax.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's the hard wax.
It's the hard wax. But here was the funny thing today. So they didn't have the normal small popsicle sticks. They had the,
like
I'm going to make a house.
Dilly bars.
And put.
Those are like.
Yeah.
Dilly bars.
Yeah. Those are more for like your legs and your bikini.
Yeah.
These are like 2x4s.
But this is all they had.
Look at what we got.
It had been a couple months since I'd done it, and it was getting foresty down there. So they're like, I wonder if it'll fit. So I'm like, I have a big nose. It's going to fit. It's going to fit. Like, let's check it out. I'm like. Whoa, it's still got room. I'm like, thanks for pointing that out.
They're like, let's see what else. Do we have a bigger one? Let's see if we can stick
let's
a bigger one.
Let's see what else we can get.
Everybody, come in here. Look at this.
Two at once.
Check the girl out. Doing my hair, she had never done it before. She's like, I don't know how to do this. I'm like, confidence. So they called over the manager, and she had done it before. Now, the last time I had it done by these guys, the girl didn't know what she was doing.
Oh, no.
And it took her 3 tugs to pull it out.
Oh!
So the first time it was like, all right, you ready? I'm like, yeah. You know, 1, 2, yeah.
And you puke a little. Nope. Nope. That's just now part of my body.
Yep.
Nope, that's there.
So then she's like, let's try it again. So she does this.
Oh.
1, 2, pulls again. And I'm like,
She gets her foot up there.
She's like, I think it pulled a little bit. We'll get it on this third one. I'm like, let's hope so.
I think somehow we pushed it in farther when I was trying to pull it out.
Yeah. But today,
like, I can't find it. Where did it go?
Today, the manager, she came in. She's like, I know what happened to you last time. Don't worry, I got it. 1, 2, same thing. Pulls my head. I'm like,
You have just like manly hair in your nose.
Yeah.
I think
when it comes out, it's like a porcupine.
Little porcupine.
It's like that. I'm imagining that scene in it's Talladega Nights when he's like sitting there, and I love those like smash cuts where they're trying to do something and it's just like escalating and escalating and they're like try getting another knife in there and they're like they'll try to get it out and then it just like cuts to like later and they're like, man, that really got out of hand.
Oh, yeah. So when they pull fast, it doesn't hurt.
When they pull correctly. Well, yeah. I mean, it stings for a second,
right.
But you've done your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Eyebrows hurt worse.
Okay.
Nose
well, eyebrows
is just,
are fine.
Really?
No, then it doesn't hurt.
I cry. Aww. Like, but like, I cry like
wait,
manly
just,
tears.
Just
like,
in general?
My grandma died, but I'm still hard. No.
Wait.
Never mind.
Phrasing.
Bad mental.
Hard
image.
Hard exterior, I meant. Like a hard exterior shell.
Nope,
like
not
what?
Too late.
What?
Not
helping.
Not better.
Not
better.
Ouch, that's so good.
It's getting worse.
My final thought on Netflix. This is important.
Now
this is important.
About
do it.
Body wax.
This is important.
Talking about body actually, wax.
What was I doing?
Watching Netflix.
I was shaving my face, and I was like, "Oh, I got some little squirrely, you know, hair coming out of my
squirrely
nose." Dudes. And I was like, I tried to shave, and that was just a nightmare because I couldn't get the. So I was like, "Oh, I'll go ahead and try and you know grab some tweezers." And my experience was pretty much the opposite of yours in that it was the most painful thing in my entire life.
But that's the thing. When it's individual out of your nose, it's terrible. But it, like
just all of them.
It's like here, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
I'm gonna try
if you
it
do
home.
It slowly, it's going to hurt. But it's like, look, let's just do it. Hold my hand. 1, 2, wah!
Because then it's all the pain all at once and it's gone.
I feel like this is a challenge for the Wheel of Humility.
Oh.
Yes.
Waxing?
Please, can I be the waxer?
Plucking.
Oh,
plucking.
I'm clean
waxing.
Now.
Waxing.
Like,
oh,
this is,
I am so screwed.
Yay. Yeah.
This is going to be
I could. I bet
tonight. This
it
is a challenge.
It is going to be tonight.
Because we can go get the wax.
Wait some night. I will bring my waxer. She would love doing this.
Oh, that would be awesome.
She's
to have
awesome.
An official waxer. So we could you could lose tonight and your punishment is waxing, but we have to wait until the waxer comes. And then we'll film
it.
I've always been curious about getting a bikini. Just saying.
A bikini wax or just a bikini?
Because I own a bikini.
Well, after the wax, I will wear a bikini if that's the challenge.
Oh, Lord.
Nice.
It better be a big bikini.
Well, we have these curtains in case you want some mod. It'll just be like a giant, like,
pretty much. Wrapper. You know what?
It'll actually look like a diaper.
Your leg sneaks out.
Just give me a speedo.
You get a little panty that you get to put on to create a line of how much hair you want removed on your bikini line.
And you can ratchet it up or down.
Or you could go without anything at all and just have a towel, and then they just take it off.
The full Barbie is what they get.
Will they get the undercarriage?
Yeah, that would be an extended bikini.
Okay.
Wheel of humility.
Honestly, the worst...
Can we explain what this is?
Yes.
The worst is over the pubic bone is by far the most painful.
Really?
It is absolutely awful. It's like... it takes your breath away. You start crying.
Now, I have hair everywhere. What if I decided to get the around the world treatment?
So I think what happens is the more you get, like, you get your adrenaline going, and so the first ones hurt, and then after a while, it's like your body.
It's like, I'm just gonna come and anesthesia. Just punch you a lot. I'm gonna get you pumped up.
Nothing. Punch, rip, punch, rip, punch, rip, punch, rip. Just constantly.
This is great. This is horrible. I didn't know waxing was going to be on the Wheel of Humility.
Kelly Clarkson.
So Jeff brought that up. The Wheel of Humility. What is the Wheel of Humility? Talk to us about this, guys.
So we're can we talk about what we're doing in general?
Yes, because it's going to go up in its raw form the first time.
Yeah,
awesome. We're going to.
Because this episode is going to actually probably be up and out after.
Yeah, after we get this.
Yeah, right. If you haven't seen it.
Yeah. So really, at this point.
So BitLife, we want to start doing video game content. Mm-hmm. And one of the ideas we had was kind of.
And to
of
be
like,
clear, Chad is leading all this.
Yes.
He's a gamer.
Ta-da! one of the ideas that we concepted was a kind of like a let's play where we would challenge each other weekly to, like, hey, Jeff, let's play Mario Brothers 3. The first person to die loses. And the loser has to spin this wheel of misfortune, whatever we're going to call it. Mm-hmm. It's not even, we don't even have it yet.
Yeah. I want to set up the challenge correctly, too, because it's about boasting and, Chad, I'm better at Dark Souls than you, and I will get farther.
Yep.
You know, so it's going to be not a humble brag. It's the opposite. It's a brag. Ego brag.
And it's actually like a video game show. Like, it's almost a game show where we play games, and it's kind of got a game show as
well. But it's still going to have real world consequences, too. If I lose, it's like, oh, shucks, I guess I'll get it next week.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Tune in next week when we try again.
Wheel of Humility. Turn.
Yeah. that's where we brought this Wheel of Misfortune or Wheel of Humility.
Whatever the hell we're going to call it.
So if you're bragging and you lose, you got to be humbled.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently now getting something or an area by body waxed is on this.
On the wheel.
Yes. So we'll come up with the ideas for the first few episodes, but then we'll solicit other ideas from Facebook, our friends, people who want to punish us.
You need to DDR in one of the episodes. If I can get Candace to, she has the metal pants.
The metal pads.
Phil has the DDR. He will, like, he's gonna challenge.
He's probably Candace versus Bill.
Oh, there you go.
Like,
okay.
There are two people who actually will do it.
Yeah.
Or we get Dave and Buster's to sponsor. We just go there.
Oh yeah. We'll just spend a whole weekend in Chicago.
filming multiple episodes.
Yes. I like it at Dave and Buster's.
That's a great idea.
One episode.
Dave Buster. If you're watching this, give us a call.
Yeah. Dave Buster.
On the phone.
Mr. Buster?
Dave Buster.
Dave Buster.
Yeah.
Have any of you been to the Galloping Ghost? Not the Galloping Ghost. Yeah, it is the Galloping Ghost. It's in Illinois. Essentially, it's an arcade. All old arcade machines, 600 of them. And you go in, you pay $15 for the day, play all day.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about every arcade game, every pinball machine, everything.
That crazy.
Yeah.
Let's schedule that in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I turned it off right as I was gonna go. I'm gonna hop over there because John's gonna leave, so I'm gonna start switching.
Wicked.
And we'll.
Are you gonna make him vanish like you've done in the past? Like,
yeah. But he's gonna freeze.
Can
right?
All right. Can I teleport you two?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Ready.
Over there with that one, right? Whoa! Where'd you go?
That was the slowest teleport we've ever had.
Are you okay, TC?
That was very
dizzy.
Exhausting, wasn't it?
I'm dizzy.
For you. Yes. I oh,
I think I peed a little. Hey, it worked.
No, I peed a little. That was my pee. Wait, did you teleport your pee?
I did.
Into me?
Because I'm still dry, but I know at least 2 drops appeared.
I don't have to pee anymore.
That wasn't much pee.
All right.
It's like the worst teleportation device ever. It's like, I'm still here, but my pee is in the other pod.
You can only teleport parts of you.
Specifically liquid, apparently.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest teleportation.
Oh, I'm not doing any switching.
I'm the worst at this. You guys. So, okay, talk a little bit more about, hang on, let me
pee.
What I'm doing.
It's sterile.
Talk a little bit more about the game show, guys, that we're going to be producing tonight.
So, yeah, it's going to be a Let's Play, but it's also going to be Bragging Rights, Real World Consequences, and the winner for that week will then host the next week. So, we'll be rotating hosts.
Yep.
It's
video games from all over the place, or all over. It doesn't not all over the place, but like it's not just it's GTA 5, or like it's not modern games, but it's also
really it's whatever you want.
It's whatever you want, retro video games, modern video games, whatever you want to do. It's basically the challenges are open to anything.
Will you guys play tablet games as well as console games?
Hell, we could even do Jenga. You know what I mean? Like, I'm open to anything.
The person who makes it fall.
We're gonna have to have like old school week or something where we have a bunch of old school games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hungry hippo.
No, I got the broken one.
Perfection.
My hippo doesn't do anything.
I have my game picked out because you and I are going head to head first. We just don't know who's gonna make the challenge yet.
Yeah.
And I've got an awesome game. I gotta tell you, I'm pretty good at it.
Great. Yeah. Well, hopefully
I am terrified.
But I do have an ultimatum though.
Oh, okay.
So if you want, like we just straight up play it, I will let you get, like, try to beat me in one round.
Okay.
Like if you can beat me one round, you win. But, and then I have to beat you in three. Or I can for 5 minutes teach you how to play the game and give you as many tips as possible, but then we go one-on-one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I like the three challenge. I think that's like you have to win three.
I have to
times.
Win three.
You just have to beat him once. Because you are very good at that game.
Well, and then here's the thing. You could learn how to pick it up after one or two rounds.
And who's to say I'm not also good at this game?
That's exactly. The thing, too.
Exactly. Here's part of the strategy, too. He's just told you he's amazing at this game.
Right.
I'm probably going to destroy you, but I'll throw you a little bit of a bone. How does that sound? Do you want to be the first to spin the wheel? Of
I feel like
I just doomed myself, and I haven't even started filming this
episode. Or I can pull an Audible. I've got a ton of other things I could do, too. I brought my laptop with me.
Oh, I love Audible. Do you guys subscribe to the... this podcast is sponsored by...
Is it?
Yeah. Just kidding. No, it should be.
Sponsored by
that.
Us.
This week's book that we recommend is Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park.
Is it read by Michael Crichton?
No.
Is that...
Mostly because he's been dead for, what, 20 years?
No, he's only been dead for like 5.
Oh, has it only been 5? I thought he was gone for longer than that.
So, Jeff, I want you to pitch your game and then have TC decide who gets to challenge who.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, so
what, right now or later tonight?
Two games.
Before we film.
We could redo it later tonight, but let's get some value out of this podcast.
Might
let's
as well.
Have you guys you pitch, because he's already done his pitch. You pitch.
So which would I rather see?
TC.
Chad's challenge or Jeff's challenge?
Oh, okay. So it's not even going to be a coin flip on this one. Yeah. You're gonna.
I'm the coin flip.
I think this is going to be like host station right here.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
All right.
My goodness. The problem is that I hadn't really put enough thought about into my pitch.
Don't need thought. Just need gumption.
A game.
Okay. Well,
you also know what we have here.
That's true. And I do have a video game. Okay. So I do have a game that I know most people have not played.
Okay.
It basically is it's not the world's easiest video game.
It's about a fast hedgehog.
Am I, he's very fast, named after a restaurant chain.
Oh, McDonald's Porcupine.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Love
here.
That game.
curious what the game is if nobody's really played it.
No one's really played it. It was, I don't know, am I going into
is
what the game
console?
Is?
Is it console or is
no.
it?
No,
it
you
don't,
is
console. Don't tell me the game.
It
don't
is
tell me.
Console
yeah, don't
based.
Tell me the game.
It is console based. It is an old school game.
Is
I will say
player?
That much. It's two player, but if I recall correctly, because God, it's been a while since I played it. But if I recall correctly, it's kind of like Mario's, where it's like one player plays and then the next player will play.
Okay.
Like it's because
so pretty much it would be whoever lasts the longest.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Ooh,
so it would just be whoever can get farther.
The only hint I can give, and you already know the game.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, this game would be tug of war, in a way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Literally, this game is tug of war.
We're going out into the parking lot.
Going out in the parking lot with a rope.
There's so many possibilities for this. I never
realized.
It
doesn't have to actually just be video games.
Yeah.
It's any games, really.
So when we go paintballing.
Can we please do Duck Duck Goose then if it's any game?
Okay. Also.
Unsubscribe.
Also, Heads Up 7-Up is the other game that we'll
duck,
be playing
duck,
later on.
Duck
and,
7-Up. I love that.
Heads
game.
Up, seven up. You know,
you just would look through your arm at the person's shoes.
Oh yeah,
don't give away the secret.
Just do it.
Buy the strategy guide first.
So I did that with what was it? Link to the Past, and I was playing, and my sister would watch, and she would play, and we would, you know, help each other out.
Yeah.
She like got so pissed for like weeks when she found like that I had a strategy guide underneath the couch. Because I'd be like, I think if we go around the corner, we can get the
magic mirror,
the blue boomerang.
I've been there when Words with Friends, when I first started playing it against Candace, she'd kick my ass so much. And then one day I noticed she had like Scrabble cheat up on her computer. I was like,
all this time.
That's terrible.
All this time I thought you could spell.
Betrayal. All right, is that the rest of your pitch?
Basically,
why don't we talk about the other stuff that we're thinking about?
Yeah, what are some of the other series that we're thinking about too? Besides just the, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have you decide, and then we'll move on.
Well, it sounds
the
like
next topic.
Jeff's pitch sounds like it'll be a little more even ground because you.
He hasn't
you haven't played
it
in a while. You've never played it, possibly.
There's a good chance you probably have never played it, because I don't know many people that have.
So
if it's General Chaos, yes.
No, it is not General Chaos.
I love that game.
In the Jeff's game, it would be a straight-up one and done.
Yeah.
But with Chad, being a master of his game versus you, you would just have to beat him once in three.
But I am giving him a handicap.
Right, like the handicap is more interesting.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, I think I'd rather see... Because if he beat you,
in all fairness,
if he beats me
I
in
would
the
almost
first round,
you'd freak out, and that would be good entertainment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. In all fairness, I'm actually very intrigued by this.
I say play Chad's game.
All right, and I want to throw another rule in there. There's got to be what are the winning conditions if he beats you in one round?
Yeah, Chad has to win three times,
and you have to win three.
Jeff has to win.
Can we have a fire round? A second condition that's our fire round. So if he can't beat you in there, we have the fire round where there's one more condition where he could beat you.
Yeah, sure.
Like a possible, okay, last chance.
Complete
Jeff.
Upset. Oh. Like, you just destroyed Jeff.
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a timer in the level?
Well, I mean, there is a timer.
We could do a timer. Like, the fire round could be if you could stop him from winning in 60 seconds. Like, he has 60 seconds to try to win.
Okay.
So if Chad beats you with wins three times, the fire round could be, okay, Jeff, you just can't let him win for 60 seconds.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, do you play against each other? Like,
yeah.
It's two player.
It's oh, yeah, yeah. I should listen.
Yeah. Dude, you're switching.
This game is so good.
Is 60 seconds too long? Should it be 30 seconds?
I was thinking, you've seen the game.
Yes, yeah.
I would take myself all the way as far back as I could go and start from there. Because if we started from the middle, it would kind of be unfair.
Yeah.
Because I could probably do it.
So get all the way to the wall, and then you have 60 seconds to
challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, then here we go.
All right.
So for those of you at home who are watching this right now,
click this link.
Yeah, click the link because this episode's already up, and I'm terrified that I have no clue what we're playing. I'm kind of sad about this.
If we do the waxing thing, exciting. Can the winner wax the loser? Or at least help?
Yeah.
You should. It should be.
We'll bring in the expert, and she'll help so that it, you know, minimize, but still.
Just pull right. at yeah. this.
It's okay because this
angle.
Is this is my work environment, so if I look like an idiot, it's like, whatever, I don't care.
So all right, so we decide it's going to be my game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm challenging you.
Yeah.
All right.
So click the link and see how that
Watch
played
that
out,
episode.
Right?
I'm going to call it now. I lose. I'm calling it because I feel like I'm too prideful on this.
And so you guys are going to do this like a weekly show? Like, what's the deal with the show?
Yeah. Well,
often as we can.
Yeah, we're going to, one of you had mentioned, maybe Chad, of seeing, you know, how many we could do tonight. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to do a couple. And see what that feels like, what that format feels like. Put a few out there, feel what that feels like. We just need to do, and then decide, you know,
do,
how we're going to continue.
Develop
edit,
it as it goes. Yeah.
Release, take feedback, continue.
Yeah. I mean, so that kind of segues us to the other content that we're creating. And one that we have pretty well figured out is your show.
Yeah.
Julia's
got to go.
Yeah, I have to go.
Oh, what? Time to teleport. Ready, everybody?
I have to go meet with my friend about my podcast.
Oh,
man.
That's so great. And meta,
ready?
Is it not? No, it's not meta.
Now, TC, you're just going to make her teleport away.
I'm going to disappear.
Right?
This is a little harder because I'm relocating her somewhere else.
Yes, the Flying Hound.
Please. And her pee, please.
Flying. How far away is that?
The Flying Hound. It's over in Fitchburg.
Hold on.
I'd like you to get me to the patio, too. Not inside, but...
Vicksburg to Pittsburgh.
It's actually easier to put
That's
you
true.
Outside than inside. Right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. I think my nose is bleeding.
Come with me if you want to live.
No, you left your pee.
Ah, again?
I can't work out those guys. I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
At least I didn't pee on her this time.
That's true. That's true.
This is great. Now we're really far to the left side and really far to the right.
People just normally leave in the middle of your podcast.
That was
That was like episode, it was like our third episode or something like that, that it basically was this, where it was just us. And as the night went along, as episode went along, we just slowly dwindled down to where it was you, me, and John, basically. And that was all that was left.
I feel like I'm getting pretty good at this. Watch me switch our camera crew.
Wait,
we gotta pause.
Oh, look at that! They just switched.
Oh, you're so good.
Oh, wow.
Good. That was great. How was your pee?
I wish you could see this.
Why is it in my mouth?
You flipped them upside down.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
all right. So tell us a little bit about.
So one of the shows we're developing, it's called The 1 Minute Gamer. We finally figured out a title, which I love. So the 1 Minute Gamer, the idea is I will review a game every week and pretty much review it in 1 minute, or at least try to get to 1 minute, which the last one I made last night, did you see the time? Have you watched it yet?
No, I was watching the old ones.
I got it to 1 minute and 14 frames.
Ooh.
The whole thing?
Well, no, just this.
Just the review.
Just the section, because I don't start it at, because the intro, you can't count the intro.
No.
That's stupid.
So your review is a minute and 14 seconds?
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll have to change
the
time.
No, it's a minute and 14 frames.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Yes.
Less than a second.
Less than a second.
No, just over a second.
Yeah. We got to fix it. They'll figure it out.
They'll
figure it out. They'll be like, screw this guy.
It should be called a minute 0.14 gamer.
This is bullshit.
Well, the first one is minute 13. I didn't cut that down.
Seconds off.
Yeah. Really, you'd only be dishonest to the title if it was under a minute, because over a minute exists in your review.
That's
somewhere.
True.
Yeah. That's true. But if I may get some
ethical
on you,
we're like, YouTube commenter trolls. We're gonna lawyer you.
There is a minute contained within here.
We need to put that little little squiggly line before the one, so it's like. Around 1 minute, gamer. Kind of 1 minute.
You have to update the graphic now to have a little squiggly
line.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I really.
Minute-ish.
I feel like there's a ton of people reviewing games out there, so I wanted to do something that was different.
Yeah.
Kind of niche and kind of spoke well to my personality, which is can be ADD at sometimes. So I like it.
The format is perfect for that because it's that YouTube style of this thing, that thing, cut.
I've been watching YouTube videos since YouTube came out. I pretty much got the format. Down.
Before YouTube was Google Tube.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's fast, it's punchy. It's entertaining even if A, I don't care about the game, or B, I'm not even a gamer. It's just kinetic fun to see a mohawked large man yell at me.
Oh yeah,
it's like otherwise I have to go to the army for this.
It's all about the personality, you know. Somebody doing something, you know, somewhat interesting, but telling it to me in such a way that I care.
Yeah.
You know,
like the ShamWow guy. Like, do we really give a crap about ShamWow?
No.
But the way
it's presentation,
sold,
yeah.
The presentation is, or the slap chop.
Yes. Like, yep.
Like, I really would never, ever have any interest in a Slapchat, but I'll watch the video because the guy's so entertaining.
And he got punched by a hooker. Yes. No, stripper. Sorry.
That was weird.
Smoke monster? I was trying to build
that was
up
the weirdest. Go microphone. Nailed it.
So then the
derailed.
Other idea, the other idea that we have,
the other idea, the one that I'm well, do you know about my ongoing Lego World game series?
I know you. All right, so I know the Lego beta came out, and you were really excited.
We're gonna
as
have
a format.
So my game that I'm gonna, or my series that I'm gonna do, right now it is tentatively titled Brick by Block. And it's it's because I wanted to generalize it, because what it is the first year the one of them is going to be, because I wanted to also possibly somehow make this work for Minecraft at some point. But what it is Brick by Block. That's why it's Brick by Block. And what it is it's the first main series is that the Lego World early access came out on Steam,
which
at the time that we were recording this, that just happened last week. I bought it. It is early access. You do need a semi-beefy computer in order for it to work, which kind of sucks. But at the same time, it's awesome. But what it does is it's Minecraft made by the people who make, or it's Minecraft made by Lego, basically, by the same people who've made all the Lego video games, that TT.
Mm-hmm. Telltale.
But I can't help it. TT is
we call
so
it
giant.
TT games? Did you get that new TT game?
TT.
What?
I love playing with TT.
I love
the TT game.
I love the Lego TTs, the Star Wars ones. So, anywho.
Just flat.
Yep, we're done. That was the weirdest.
TT, and it came back. Anyways.
No, so it's an open world explorer game, and you can like collect pieces and you can build stuff. Because the best part about the game is that they included the Lego Digital Designer software program that they created a handful of years ago, where it basically allows you to build in the game using a good chunk of the actual Lego bricks in any color you want. So you can actually build brick by brick in the game. So this is where the name came from. So my concept was what if we take the open world, the map, create the map, because you can level the terrain and you can do all that stuff, and let's take the instructions for the different kits that are available for free on Lego, and let's recreate the kits in the game. Like, let's do that. Let's rebuild it, and basically build an entire city in Lego worlds using the instructions. Like, let's do it. Because you can also then export these buildings and you can throw them up on the marketplace and all that stuff anyways. Which I'm sure by the time I'm recording this, people have already done. But the downside is that currently, it is early access. They don't have all the bricks. So you don't have all the windows and all the doors yet. But it's still going to be, I'm going to go ahead and play that. Every episode will be like another, like further along. Maybe every episode's one building. I don't know. I haven't decided how long it's going
to
be yet.
We do time lapse, like to speed up. We might, your art, like when you did the poster art.
Right. It might be the time lapse. It depends upon what I could come up with, because I watch a lot of video game reviewers where they will sit and actually show you the entire time. And they'll talk, but they'll make jokes and they're commenting, and we thought it would be kind of funny. Well, I get to a point where it's like, okay, add the door. Well, I don't have that fucking piece. Well, this is good enough right here. Like, just making up, like we're going to put this here now. Like, making jokes and screwing around with it. Because there is things like walking around in the world, and it could be one of those where I could get distracted, and like I'm just gonna record.
Are there monsters and stuff?
There's skeletons, vampires. Nice. There's horses and camels, and there's dragons.
As much as I love doing free mode in Minecraft, yep. I still like the adventure aspect of it. We're like, oh, hey, a creeper's going to come and blow up everything I just worked on for the past 2 hours.
Yep.
Bastard. You could even amp it up, and once we get multiplayer, do something like Mafia, the game where, you know, one of you is in the Mafia trying to kill other people. Mm-hmm. So one of you gets a card, and you're trying to subtly kill other people by stealing equipment that are
your Lego ass.
Oh, that's, yes.
And that's the thing, and multiplayer is coming for the game in the future, and it's like, well, we'll start the series off now where it's just one person, and then we'll expand upon it, and we'll go multiplayer for it. And
expand
we'll,
with the game.
Yeah, expand with, and that's kind of what I thought. I'm like, oh, it's early access. This is awesome. We'll start now, and then when they include a new feature, okay, well, at the beginning of this episode, we're going to talk about what they added. They added these blocks. Okay, now we have to go back to all of our buildings and add that to it so we can fix it and perfect it.
Our buildings finally have doors.
Yes, this is great. Nothing can just walk in off the street anymore.
Keep out them ruffians.
And part of it. Part of that is
I don't
just,
like my profile.
Just doing.
Don't like my profile.
Just stop profiling yourself.
Sorry.
You're like profile of a predator.
Speaking of profile of a predator.
So this episode is just.
Have a seat.
We're right about at the intervention and intervention point. Actually, I'm gonna pivot and I'm gonna.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. What's happening?
Oh no. So I my last job I made these child safety videos.
That's
called
right.
Yell and tell.
Yeah.
And essentially
the yell premise. Yell don't tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No. Tell but no yell. Nah, I don't know. Anyways, Yell and Tell is a non-for-profit.
So
it
weird.
Teaches kids to, instead of like seizing up, like, what do I do in this dangerous situation? Like, say your friend falls in the water or there's like a stranger with candy written on the side of his van. Instead of like seizing up
candy,
and freaking out.
I bought the van.
Candy tattooed on his shoulder. Like, hey, kids.
It's a lollipop.
I bought the van with that writing on it already. I was not the one that wrote it.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
You were told it was good for marketing.
It was good. I was going to start selling candy out of the back of my car. That's what I thought everybody did. Yeah. You know, it's like ice cream.
And kidneys.
You know, ice cream. You're talking like physical kidneys? Like K-N-E-S?
Yes, the kidneys.
It's a Chinese renomy.
You lure them in with the candy.
And I take their knees.
Then you get their knees.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They'll grow back. It's like a salamander.
Yeah. They're all... ostriches.
They're malleable.
Wait, ostriches, which we all know, grow things after they've been damaged, like a leg, they will grow it back. Right, Jeff?
Really, Jeff? Really?
I need to go home.
You could have made it. You could have turned it around.
Couldn't do it.
They descended from reptiles.
Nope, done.
Like a raptor, so...
So what you're saying is a raptor, if you cut off its head, two more will grow back in its place?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Hydroraptorius. Jurassic World. It's
the Latin term.
It's a hyter. Yeah. Or it's a rapta.
Yep.
Rapta.
Minecraft has
Parapto the raptor.
Jurassic. Mm. Jurassic Park.
Oh my goodness, we need to figure out
I just went right to you. Damn it. So, is there anything else you want to pitch? Or how can people find you on the internet?
Oh.
We'll wrap this tune up and start the other stuff.
So like at El Punisher is Twitter.
El Punisher.
My Twitch channel is El Punisher 5859. Nice.
what was that Twitch channel again?
Twitch channel El Punisher 5859.
Watch me play video games.
Watch me play video games. Yeah, I've been currently playing Alien Isolation in the dark.
In the dark.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like it.
It's awesome.
I don't know, Facebook, all the other. Freaking
BitLife Show, 1 Minute Gamer.
BitLife Show, 1 Minute Gamer.
Yeah, gamer versus gamer. We're really using the G word a lot. We should rethink our branding.
These probably could all change by the time they actually get
released.
That's true.
If they did change, we'll put the correct name in the lower thirds for this episode.
And we'll redo all the audio they did for My Neighbor Totoro.
We're going to get Christian
Dakota
Bale.
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
I'm also looking for a real job, too.
I think.
So,
So find you on your LinkedIn page at the following address.
just look up Chad Halverson.
Yep. And make sure you spell it correctly.
Vorsen.
Thank you. I always spell it wrong.
That's okay.
Posted the graphic and then went, damn it, delete.
To the wrong guy.
Change it. Post the graphic again. No. It's like, oh, sorry.
I'm on the internet.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, good. Thanks so much for coming and just having nonsense time with us.
Nonsense time.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. We'll have you next time after we've put a few of these out. And see how much the internet hates us.
I can't. That's the thing I'm like most excited for, the trolls. Because I don't know if I want to watch or engage. And I know if I engage. I know. I don't want to feed the trolls. But at the same time, I want to punch them in the face.
You don't have any problem unless you feed them after midnight.
That's true.
And so to end the show, we let the guest sign us off. Because we don't have a beginning. We don't have an end. And
we
you have to
have
sign
a
us
rough
off.
Middle, too. So.
Okay. Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Boom, 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 boom.
There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, I know it. You lost that loving feeling.
We can play the real song over too.
Whoa, that loving feeling. Yeah, you gotta go right here. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone.